From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014. In an interview with Ariel Zangla of the Daily Freeman, Tuesday, July 22nd, Democrat Sean Eldridge said he is committed to the Hudson Valley and wants to be an independent voice for the 19th Congressional District in Washington. During a wide-ranging interview, Eldridge said he was committed to the region and to continuing his work with small businesses upstate through his firm, Hudson River Ventures, whether or not he successfully challenges incumbent Republican Chris Gibson of Kinderhook in the November 5th election. Eldridge said during his travels within the district, he has heard a lot of frustration with Congress for its failure to take action on immigration reform, invest in education, infrastructure, and high-speed internet service. He's opposed to the natural gas drilling method known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking and has refused to accept campaign contributions from corporate or business political action committees. Eldridge said he is also an advocate for women's health. Eldridge said he does not support New York's SAFE Act, arguing that it was rushed through to adoption. However, he does support what he called common sense federal background checks for people purchasing firearms. On tax reform, Eldridge said he supports the idea that anyone making more than $1 million a year should pay at least 30% in taxes, regardless of whether their money comes from investment income or capital gains. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail, various homes in Greene County will be repaired free of charge this week, courtesy of Reach Work Camp youth volunteers. The teens come from all over the Northeast to spend 1 week providing free labor to help the elderly, handicapped, and low-income residents complete home repairs and renovations. Organized by local churches, the volunteers provide weatherproofing, painting, and building or repairing porches, flooring, and roofing. A total of 440 youths and chaperones are working on 36 homes in Acre, East Durham, Round Top, Cairo, Leeds, South Cairo, Cornwallville, Oak Hill, Durham, and Purling this week. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star. Plans are underway to sell the former Aquamic School on Route 217 in Claverick. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors purchased the 24-acre property in 2008 for $1.5 million. A current appraisal placed the property's value at $700,000. The board will be asked to approve a resolution declaring the building and grounds as surplus next month. The property would then be sold at auction to the highest bidder in September. The buyer would be responsible for all costs related to the sale. Aquamec has served as an informal storage unit for county office furniture and courthouse items since 2010. Read the full story in the Register Star. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany's Storm Prediction Center has placed all of eastern New York and western New England at a slight risk for severe thunderstorms through the evening of Wednesday, July 23rd, as a cold front moves across the region. Some of these storms will become severe. The main threat will be from damaging wind gusts and cloud-to-ground lightning strikes. Any storm will be capable of producing very heavy downpours, so there is a threat of minor flooding of low-lying and poor drainage areas. Thunderstorms will diminish in coverage and intensity Wednesday evening as the cold front slides south of the region. Today, the showers and thunderstorms are likely after 4 p.m. Most of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 88, the chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before midnight, then a chance of showers. Cloudy with a low around 64, the chance of precipitation is 60%. Thursday, there's a slight chance of showers before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 77, and Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Friday will be sunny with a high near 83, Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 57, and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 84, and Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:40 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:23 p.m., with the length of the day being 14 hours and 43 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.